Darkihime, you're up next.
We're clearly soldiers in petticoats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group they're rather stupid. Cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, sister suffragettes! From Kensington to Billingsgate, one hears the restless cries. From every corner of the land, womankind arise! Political equality and equal rights with men. Take heart, for Mrs. Pankhurst has been clasped in ice again! No more the meek and mild subservience we. We're fighting for our rights militantly, never you fear! So cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done! Well done! Well done, sister suffragette!
And that was Darkihime with another song I don't know, untitled.
It's the song the mother sings in Mary Poppins, but I don't know the name of the song.
Sister suffragette. I can't remember. It's not suffrage, it's
suffrage? I don't know, yeah, something like that. I just know it as the song the mother sings in Mary Poppins because she's all like women's rights and such.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Darkihime, I thought you had great energy on this. I heard a slight accent, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't noticeable. Like, it didn't detract? I don't know. It didn't distract from the song very much. My only comment is that the one line singing greatest chorus or something similar to that was a tiny bit flat. But other than that, I like this a lot. You had great energy, and you're another one that's improved a lot since your auditions. And even past auditions, I remember you from Sing It Season 8, and you're like so much, you have improved so much. I'm proud of you, Darkihime. So, Giselle? Yeah.
Well, my first note is I really never expected the song to show up at all. Just like, so this is actually an obscure song in a very popular film. And that made me real happy. So yeah, I have to agree with Jeffers. There was energy in this. I was marching. It's my third note. I was marching to this thing. This is like the original Spice Girl for all girl power. That is a note. Yes, it is.
Interesting. Interesting.
It's funny to me because I was singing Spice Girls today earlier.
Sweet. I really liked it. I don't have really much of notes or anything because the mother herself was a little, didn't really have the best voice either. So I thought this was good. The energy really helped make it work. So yeah, that's all I have. MB?
First of all, I thought this was a hot song choice. I was like,
she said so in Skype while we were listening.
I thought this was great because this was like one of probably the last song in a million years I expected anybody to ever sing on this show, and I loved it. And it was a really perfect match for you, I think, because you do have an accent that we've brought to attention before, and this was a really good song choice for you because it covered that. And the mother, I thought you actually sound a lot like the original mother from the movie. I don't know how the mother sounds in the stage version because I've never seen the stage version or heard the stage version.
Neither have I.
But you remind me a lot in this because you have a very unique voice and the original mother had a very unique voice, and it's a very good match for you. And you had even more than energy in this. You had passion. I totally believed what you were saying, and I felt that you were just as passionate about women's rights as the character is, and that's what I am looking for in most cases around here. My only thing was, what happened at the end? Is that part of the song where it kind of, like, dropped off at the end. Like, the music stopped, and she was kind of like,
well, I know in the movie.
It almost felt like a stumble, and I couldn't remember if that was part of the movie or not.
Well, in the movie, she's interrupted by the nanny who's about to quit.
Mm.
So she's like, oh, so what is it, nanny, whatever her name is.
Mm.
So, yeah, she does. Okay. She kind of gets interrupted by the nanny, finally.
Okay, yeah, because I wasn't sure. It didn't fit here, because it was out of context. That's one of those cases where if you take something out of context and you still do it, it doesn't work the same way out of original context as it does,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's me. Mm-hmm. I would have, if it were me personally, I would have rather you have, just when the music cut off, just sing the last part of it.
With I think what she didn't do was
power
she,
as you had the rest of it.
What I think she didn't do, the speaking part. Yes. That when she was interrupted, yeah. That's probably would have helped fix that.
Yeah, because it just sounded like a mistake to me. But really, it was a small mistake and a really good piece. So,
mm-hmm. It was mm-hmm. a good. I liked it overall. I liked it was really nice. Yeah.
Good job, Darky Hime. It's gonna be a tough night, you guys.
It judging is.
And picking.
Tweet.
Yeah, they're really loud right now. It's like they're saying goodbye.
Jeffers don't leave.
It's getting into the afternoon. They're always loud. The I just never record at this time. Yeah, you're not gonna get frogs tonight. It's so early. It's only 2:30 my time.
Aww.
All right, done.
Okay, done.
B. McCullough, take it away.
A papa deep, 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 deep. Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had it stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooh, bad you. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, choo-woo-woo. You see, it's true. It ain't like me. Can't learn to be human too.
You're part of the deal, cuz lay the secret on man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire. Make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, tell me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you. Talk like you. Choo-woo-woo. You see, it's true. And if like me, can't learn to be like someone like me.
Take me home, daddy.
Can't learn to be like someone like you. One more time.
Yeah, can't learn to be like someone like me. The same dot and 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 yeah.
And that was Bam McCauley with I Want to Be Like You Again from Jungle Book. This is the new Reflections, people.
This is my Randy Newman at this point. I'm starting to hate.
Although, as Jeffers pointed out before we started recording, this is a lot better than Reflections because people are doing it some justice.
Mm-hmm.
So that does make me a little happy. And there's different backtracks too, which this one also has a different backtrack. And I want this backtrack.
You want to steal lots of people's backtracks tonight.
Yeah, but I like this one just has an instrumental without the monkey noises. Okay. I've noticed that you were doing the monkey noises over the ones already in the backtrack. It was a little distracting, but I kind of... I liked it if it didn't have the backtrack already doing it for you. You did the little part where Louis like swinging himself over his head and all that, like chubby da ba da ba da. I really like that part in the song, and you did that one, which makes me happy. Did you do Mowgli, or is this actually your voice?
I think that was the backtrack.
I think yeah.
It sounded like a little girl pretending to be Mowgli.
I think that was like the only thing that was from the original though, like of the improvs and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, finally there's Mowgli in one of these songs. The backtrack got a little messy in one part, and then Baloo came in and they did the whole duet part, which made me really, really, really happy. Take Me Home, Daddy needed more energy. It was a little flat in the energy. It should have had more. And yeah, at the end. So yeah, I liked it. I like all these, don't I? So yeah, I'm done.
Oh, so to me. Oh my god, I hate this song now. Nothing against you, though, B. McCauley. It's just the song itself is becoming my new reflection. I have to think of a punishment for singing this song like I thought of a punishment for reflection. But I'm going to shove a banana down your throat until you choke and die. No, I'm not. I don't know.
The song's about fire, so I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I think I'd rather have the shove down the throat Zell than whatever MV's going to come up with next.
But I did like you on this. I think you found that kind of happy place between singing in a jazzy way and a character. When it came to the section where you were... It was like the nose playing. And all that stuff. And
The little monkey guy.
Yeah, that section. The only one in there that I really had... issue, like I could tell that the track was playing and you were singing with the track. The only one I had issue with was the whistling. It sounded like two birds having a conversation with each other. It sounded like Jeffers' house in the afternoon. It sounded like 5 minutes ago. I didn't have so much problem with the other ones in there, but the whistling was really noticeable compared to the other ones. The other ones you could kind of slip by, but the whistling was... I would have just preferred you just let the track do the whistling for you. Laugh out loud, Mowgli, WTF. I was like, what is that? It sounds like a little girl. And it was around the area where Mowgli came in that the backing track just started confusing me. I didn't know what was going on for a while there. God, I'm so confused. And then Baloo came in, and I loved your Baloo. Oh my god, I loved the Baloo. And I liked how you made it two completely different characters. I mean, I knew they were both you, but there were such distinct differences between them that you could have been duetting with somebody else. And if I didn't know better, you could have fooled me. Was the gibberish towards the end, like the actually gibberish, or
dude, da ba da ba da 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 da? Yeah, that's the end.
Yeah, that's not, part not of the, that's
no. I'm thing. Talking. It was before that. There was something else in there where.
Yeah,
but they're kind of going back and forth with each other.
That's
all in the movie.
But was that the correct gibberish? Was
I think it was improvised. Some of it was improvised.
So I was gonna say, I wanna believe that you made it up. Like, it's just like, oh, there's gibberish in here. Because I really want to believe that you made it up, but I'm sure you didn't. And then my last note was the Take Me Home, Daddy kind of sounded like the genie from Aladdin to me. Like, take my home, did it. And I was like, Robin Williams, what? But I like this, B. McCauley. I like this. Jeffers, go.
I feel like B. McCauley, you're like getting so unlucky on your song choices. Like in the second chance, you sang The Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow right after Me, Fred, Bob, and now he just happened to pick a song that was doubled before him, so now it's tripled. So, wow, you have bad luck, Bea McCauley.
But we liked it, so that was good.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. And again, even though it's the third time the song has been sung, it's all different.
Mm-hmm. And this is like different interpretations, and it, that's
yeah,
what
and I felt like
keeping
this is like
fresh.
The most mm-hmm. movie-esque version. Mm-hmm. He had great energy. the trumpeting, I was like, what? Is he doing it? Wow, he's doing it! And all that. I liked your acting and your monologue, like the talking parts and stuff. I felt like the part right after that first acting part sounded a little pitchy for me, but that was just kind of minor. This was a great song to really, like, perform and sing and act all in the same thing. And, like, although you were, like, playing around with different voices and stuff, it still sounded kind of like you, so that's what I liked about it, like, compared to Read to Me's one. Like, it wasn't so drastically different from his regular singing voice that it still sounded like Bea McCauley singing in mm-hmm. the competition. So that's what I liked about it. But, yeah, good job.
Anything else?
Bea McCauley, you are a character singer. I applaud you. Keep doing it.
Yes. Good job. Done.
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 And coming up next is Me, Fred, Bob.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. Little one, when you play, don't you mind what they say. Let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine. If they knew, sweet little you, they'd end up loving you too. All those same people who scold you, what they'd give just for the right to hold you. From your head to your toes, you're so sweet, goodness knows. And you're so precious to me, cute as can be, baby of mine.
That was Me, Fred, Bob with, for me, another unexpected pick, Baby Mine from Dumbo. Unexpected pick was my first note, first of all. I love your voice, but I feel like you never have enough oomph behind it. I always find myself thinking the same thing every time I hear you is, I love Me, Fred, Bob's voice. I do not love Me, Fred, Bob's energy behind his voice. I want you, and I gave this note to somebody earlier and I forget who it is, I want you to let loose and just have fun. This, I feel
I
like
think
this,
that was the artichoke.
I feel like this is your comfort zone, and I am not wowed by your comfort zone. I want you to go further. Because this was just, I found myself getting bored halfway through. Because it was very pretty. It was very nice, but there was very little emotion in it. It was just singing the notes. All the notes were right. There was one section where the notes were a little iffy. I didn't write down where it was exactly, but it was just this one little section. I didn't realize this song had so many lyrics in it. I didn't realize the song was so long. I was like, oh my God, it just keeps going. And there were some puffs in the middle. Around the bridge area. I will say it again. I love your voice, Me Fred Bob. I think you have such a nice voice. And I'm always impressed that you, like, arrange your own music. But you gotta sing something a little bit more. I don't know what the word is for it.
Upbeat,
energetic, with personality. I feel like you pick things sometimes that don't have a personality behind it. I don't know what your personality is, Me Fred Bob, because every time I hear you sing, there's just flatline. And I want to hear, you know, a heartbeat. So I'm done, Jeffers.
Yeah, that's my first note too. Piano. Is he playing it? Which I guess he was, right?
Confirm for us during, well, before we start recording.
Okay, so yeah, I'm pretty much agreeing with Ambi. You like, vocally, you're so precise. Like, your notes, for the most part, are very good. You have great vocal control. Your vibrato makes me want to steal it again.
Steal my vibrato!
But, like, yeah, you just need a bit more oomph in your songs. Like, in this case, I feel like the lack of... the song, in general, it doesn't need a lot of emotion,
energy
to get away with it, but like
needs emotion.
It needs emotion, but not
this
energy.
Song needs emotion.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, like, you can get away with being softer on it, but you have to, like, perform it correctly. Like, it was like see Mary Feathers, because that was a great example of how to perform something slow and softer. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have. Like, vocally, it's so, like, nice, but, like... which is weird, because most people need, like, his great pitch and control and everything. Mm-hmm.
My turn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna have to agree. You have a lovely voice. And I'm going to agree more with Jeffers that it's more of an emotion. Well, I think Ambi also said that it's more of an emotional song than an energy song. So maybe just built more on the emotion, because this is an emotion-based song and not energy. But there is some energy behind the emotion. I did pick up some sharp notes. Let Those Eyes, and then soon after that, A They, and then after that, Sweet Little. Somewhere around there, you had some sharp notes. I did not expect this song as well, and I did not expect it for a guy to sing it.
That too. It was like double trouble, double unexpected.
And again, Me Fred Bob did pull out the grape. No, didn't he sing something obscure, like the Gummy Bear song?
Gummy Bears. Yes. But yeah, even for these emotional songs, you still need to build on it, have strength behind the voice. But yeah, it sounded pretty. And I'm done.
I think if he doesn't worry so much on the notes, the emotion will come a bit
Let loose.
Yeah, it feels like you're stressing on getting the notes just right. And yeah.
Like, I don't want to, like, quote Dylan, because it's Dylan and
he's gonna sue us.
Yeah, but like, no, like, if you listen to some of when Dylan goes emotion, it sounds like he's straining. Like, it sounds like he's vocally straining himself, but, like, it works for the song, like, if it's a sad song. So I feel like if, like, Me Fred Bob had, like, a little, not angst, but, like, something.
Yeah, something in his throat, like the, like, something building up in his throat.
Yeah, like, if he did something like that, it would have worked for this song, and, like, but, like, I don't know. This might be the first time something's too pretty.
It was so pretty, it was overly pretty, yeah. That's a good way of putting it, too.
Okay. I'm done.
Done.
Done.